All right, let's get to business on a Monday. Here's Rico. Hello, no, this Michael. Is your deal. This is the field of 68. This is like, buddy, I'm not a pilot. Don't ask me to fly the plane.
You are the main pilot. You're the marquee pilot.
I know, but my problem is I care so little. Like, oh, my God, you mean guy who never signed his extension, flirted with league and left? We said these things.
Yeah.
Then we were called, like, really low IQ Sparties. And it's like, well, wait, I'm telling you he should stay at Michigan because going to the NBA, he'll get fired. Okay, so here we are. Dusty May leaves. So he's a carpetbagger like everybody else in the sport, right? Cool. Am I supposed to be surprised? I'm not.
Well,
everyone's whoring around. I think the biggest thing for me would be, once again, why did Ward say he was here when he's not here? And my only other take, and then Rico, who looks beautiful today, fully in rhinoceros gray, very, very neutral to start the week. I just want to offer this. This is really simple to me.
Okay.
Like, for Dusty or any of this messaging coming out of Ann Arbor, you know, he was really frustrated with the state of college basketball. The state of college basketball is the only reason you succeeded!
You don't get to really say you're frustrated with how college athletic goes.
When you bent every rule and are awesome at it. What are you doing?
Right. You don't get to come down off the stripper pole and then say, well, this objectifies women.
Can't you do both. Thank you.
Okay.
As Akon blares in the background and there's glitter everywhere. Right. You can't do that.
So, no, it was a shock because all of a sudden, my phone just started blowing up. And I'm like, what is the deal? And, you know, Rieger calls me and he was just livid this morning. He just unloaded how angry it was. And I was like, I will ask the Michigan fans out there, the people, are you that upset from a man who brought you a national title? This is a rental business now. He's like, well, it hurts the program. I'm like, Jeff, there are no more programs. They're just teams.
They're just whorehouses.
They're teams. And
of whores.
There are teams, Mike. And then the longstanding programs, those things are ancient. They're gone.
They're dead. So, everything is like week to week.
Right. I'm like, I don't understand the angst, but 2485399797, I don't.
She was a hoo-ah. That's college hoops. That's how they should open the broadcast. Like, okay, so Dusty left. We were talking about this. Michigan's the only school where they want fans to believe it's totally normal for someone to have a contract but not have signed said contract.
Right.
Want to go back to Sharone, which, by the way, in hindsight, really makes you question some things.
Right. It was like, oh, well, you know, it's fine. That's just how it's done. I'm like, there were a couple of jobs that I thought, okay, Dusty would take. And then all of a sudden, when Kidd got fired for Dallas, I was like, you could add the Dallas job.
Yeah, we said Orlando and Dallas.
He's not going to the Bulls. He's not taking a bad job to take a bad job. When you're at Michigan, you can win there. It wasn't even cryptic language. He said, I'm not taking another college job. Okay. He didn't say anything about the NBA.
Correct.
Everything was fair game. And then all of a sudden, the news broke. I think the only thing that I can understand why Michigan fans would be upset is just the timing of everything, because you're kind of screwed.
Wait, you mean guy not from here with no ties to school didn't prioritize alma mater over self-worth? Crazy.
Yes.
Sign Jay Batt. Sign, you know, look, guys, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I would have stayed if I were May. Because you're going to keep winning. All you got to do is you go to the whore market and you keep buying. And you're good at it. Now, you want to go to the NBA? He probably doubled his salary. You're at the Four Seasons. The travel's a little different. But the reality of it is you're not going to get to buy the best players. You're going to go there and you're going to be victim to somebody else's Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, you get Cooper Flagg. You get... Kyrie, Clay.
You don't get Kyrie.
And whoever,
Clay's a cadaver.
And whoever is left.
Cool. So you guys can take it where you want to go. Look, if I'd be annoyed at anybody, it'd be Ward Manuel. Once again, Ward, I mean, why are you up there saying, wasn't it at the parade? We got we got Dusty a contract that'll keep him here for a long time. He never signed it. And then we did the whole thing about, guys, he didn't sign this. He's flirting with the NBA. And then, again, you called us intellectually challenged Sparties. There's a different word for it that it kind of rhymes with bedard. I'll let you fill in the break. Well, here you go. But I'm not mad. First of all, I'm not celebrating anything because my program's not going to win Stugatz. This isn't some, oh, thank God Dusty's gone. We got our own problems. We got a coach who refuses to play the game the way Dusty played it. I can't be mad at Dusty for that. I don't know. I'm mad at him leaving. But I don't, again, to me, it's all about your AD. If a guy has an extension that he's not signed, buddy, what are you hiding? And I'm old school. Then you go, all right, fine. I would have clipped him. Same way Jimmy Johnson ended in Dallas. Huh? You don't want to be here. Don't be here.
But the thing is, Ward has now said that this is a precedent. I can't get mad at you, Mike, because I didn't let David sign his contract, and I didn't let Bobby sign his contract, and I didn't let Evan sign his contract. So now that's a new precedent. Hey, here's a contract. Whenever you can kind of get around to it, could you please sign it to let me know that you want to be here? But it's okay if you leave. I don't care. And
they
won the title, and now he's
But that's
moved
my
on.
Point. They win a national title. Who the hell's actually upset about this? Because whether you believe it or not, guys, I'm telling you, I know I'm right on this. You don't care the way you used to. You can't care the way you used to. Oh, you can convince yourselves. And if I have another person call up and do the, well, on Saturdays, I just keep it about Saturday. I mean, that's the equivalent of a child putting their thumbs in their ears and going la, la, la. So fine, you won a title. You got everything you wanted out of it. So what if the team sucks next year? So what if it doesn't?
Well, that's what I said. This is the college version of F them picks. Like, okay, you won. And now if you go into the tank for the next five seasons, you still won this
Who
year.
Who cares? You don't and even you know have what? Basketball fans anyways.
And the thing is, that was a low blow.
It's the truth, man.
I know, but this is a tough time for them today.
No, it's not. They won a title. Hey, they're good.
Hey, Jeff Rieger lost it. I'm like, it was a conversation where I'm trying to interject, and he's just, no, let me finish.
Look, I'm at a time right now where 10 years ago, this would have been catastrophic. I don't think coaching really matters anymore. Did you buy the best hooers or did you not? That's all this is. I'm sorry, man. I just don't think it matters as much. Okay, well, did they win because of somehow Dusty's greatness? He had a team where the average age was 24 years old. They were older than NBA teams. Right. Now, his skill, along with his GM and assistants, identify the talent that fits the system. Cool. But I'm not turning any of this into, like, John Wooden. It's the same thing for Izzo. If Izzo had better players, he'd win his second title. I don't think it comes down to coaching anymore. You either have the best players that money can buy or you don't. End.
Well, now, if you're Michigan, now you got to figure out where you're going to go next for a coach.
Who cares? Honestly, who cares? They'll hire some intern bum for a year, and then they'll hire whoever they want in a year.
Well, now, then they got to play the whole, hey, we got to keep our guys here game, because now
That's easy.
The transfer portal opens up.
Money, 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 money. That's all this is. Oh, you'd like to buy another hour? Here, put it on the nightstand. They weren't playing for Dusty. They weren't playing for the school.
Mike, they wanted to play for Dusty. They weren't playing for the school. They weren't playing for the school.
They were playing for the dead presidents on their paycheck. None of this is a relational anymore. It's transactional.
I think they were playing for the coach. I don't think they were playing for the school.
Cool. God bless.
Okay. Or we can talk Jemai.
No, not a hill I'm dying on.
Okay.
I want you. That's where I said, listen, I have to zoom out from this and I want to be a passenger on this topic. Okay. I think it's all folly. But yes, people were calling in upset. My point would be upset at Ward. Your coach should never have a deal unsigned. Otherwise, you're getting played. That's it. So I don't know what to say. I can't be mad at Dusty. Guy probably doubled his salary plus. Well, better travel arrangements. He works in a better place to live because they don't have any state income tax.
Less than 50 years old. And here's the thing. Chances are you'll be fired in 2.5 years and you can always go back to college.
Boom. As far as I'm concerned, mission accomplished. Dusty came. He saw. He conquered. He cashed in. Right. No different than the players. Everyone's a carpetbagger. Right. Big deal. So you get a Brontosaurus who coaches in East Lansing. He's one of the lone dinosaurs left that cares about his university. And what's it getting him? Nothing.
Well, in actuality, Mike, around the same time as Dusty, he was about to take the Cavs job. So he flirted with it. He thought about it. But he ended up staying. What a disaster that would be. He ended up staying.
Izzo in the pros, what a debacle.
Well, no, but the thing is, the dirty little secret, Mike, they know it's not going to work, but my contract's guaranteed.
We call it the beeline.
And I can always go back. I can do a year on TV.
That's right.
And then, you know what? Which school wants me the most?
See, the year on TV is the best thing. You basically make your salary, and you're surrounded by stupid people. So all you need to do is put on a suit. Don't barf all over yourself and let all the idiots around you, because all they do is hire ex-players who are dopes.
And don't stick around too long or else you become Tony Romo.
There you go.
Because Romo at the beginning was like a genius.
Then you inexplicably just start grunting and making noises to yourself. Ooh, giggity-goo. Right. Romo year one, articulate. Romo year four, hammered and tripping balls.
I'm still here.
Ooh, I don't know. Commercial break. So go ahead. We'll get David's thoughts on Dusty May. Your thoughts on Dusty May. And then again, if you're upset at him, why? Are you upset at Ward? Are you upset at all? I don't know. You won it. Who cares? Take a breather and come back in a year. You'll hire a real coach and buy more players. I don't know.
No, that's where I was at. It's like, you won the title. I don't think you really get the chance to be this upset. He didn't sign the deal. You saw it coming. But more importantly, you won a title. That's the ultimate goal. Congratulations. Call it whatever you want. You bought the best players. You got to cut down the nets. I don't see why you're now so upset that he's leaving. In a transient sport, he went full transient.
I think the two things I'd be upset at, my AD for getting clowned, and I'd be upset at the PR crap that's filtering out. You know, he really didn't like the way college basketball was going.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
What?
I'm not buying that at all.
Okay, then.
Early stages of this Dusty May story, and obviously for Michigan fans, it absolutely sucks to have a coach that came in and get the program to where it was on top of the college basketball world to win a national championship in year two as a young guy. You know, it felt like you had it up and running and it was going to be this way for a while. The roster they put together for next year is exceptionally good. But after there have been public confirmations by Ward Manuel that a contract terms had been agreed upon, apparently a new contract hadn't gotten signed. They already had ripped up one contract and signed him to a deal after Indiana made a run at him. And now the Mavericks made a run at him. Source told me that Dusty May cited that it was a growing problem with college athletics and college basketball. And so take it for what it's worth. What it really comes down to now, well, there's a bunch of things. I guess it's not one thing to crystallize. It sucks for Michigan. What do they do next? Secondly is, you know, is there any culpability here? Like, did Dusty May have a contract that he verbally agreed to sitting on his desk, said, yeah, I'm going to sign that, and then just never sign it? Just said, no, I don't. And, you know, or were there any indications that he was going to do this and there was no response from Michigan? And, you know, again, there'll be further reporting on this. I know that people are quick to point fingers at Ward Manuel, and there's a reason why you wait to see how these things actually played themselves out, because maybe Ward did everything he could. Dusty was either following a dream or simply could not match the money, which can happen with the professional game because they can just offer way more money.
Well, it can, but I mean, how long ago did he agree to this deal to stay at Michigan?
So I don't know when Ward exactly said it. Get this Ward side of the story, but he said it a while ago. And again, the question is, why didn't it get signed? And I think it's a very important question that I want to answer before we really pass judgment if there's culpability here, because there might be. 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, we do it every Monday. Get your Champ and Chump votes in. Champ and Chump of the weekend. Who had the best weekend? Who should be called out? Had a whole bunch of stuff. Once the Brady Tkachuk trade went down, it felt like that was a bit of a template set for the possibility that Dylan Larkin could get that or something similar to that, likely even more. But we'll see how that plays itself out. If Brady Tkachuk gets three first rounders and a second rounder, it feels like Larkin, who's under contract for a longer period of time, a very team-friendly contract, just feels like that's something that should be able to fetch probably more.
I think definitely more. I think they're different players. Larkin and Tkachuk are different players, and you know, as a hockey player is concerned, Larkin is technically a better player. He plays both ends of the ice. He's just not as physical as Tkachuk is. But Dylan's a very, very good player. I think in a couple of years, Red Wing fans are going to maybe some, there's going to be some rueing that they let it get to this situation where where Dylan Larkin goes somewhere else. I think we're going to miss out on him, unfortunately. But at the same time, you tell yourself he has to leave and he wanted out. How do his teammates respond? You know, the guys are left here. How does Mo Sider, Lucas Raymond, how do these guys respond to it? Simon Edvinson, Alex DeBrincat. You know, are they going to welcome the challenge? You know, hey, that means new leadership on this team. Is gonna let somebody else lead the way. And does that mean for better futures for this team? Plus, what do they get in return? I hope it's way more than just draft capital. Because I want this team is... You know, they were good enough to just miss the playoffs again. This is the same story we've seen for 3 or 4 years, whatever it is, which is brutal, that they're good enough to just miss out in the playoffs. And can they get players and can they address free agency to the point where they improve this roster to be a better team than what they were a year ago? Like, you're counting on players to get better themselves, but also if you bring in new blood, if they bring in a defenseman, it's a stay-at-home defenseman. All of a sudden, it makes you better on the blue line. You're giving up fewer goals. You have a better chance to win. If you can bring in a player in your to add to this roster that's a, you know, a bottom six forward, but they're more of a proven scorer, you're scoring more goals. I mean, there are ways to make this team better in this offseason to compete for the playoffs. Probably not a Stanley Cup, but at least to compete for the playoffs and give yourself an upward trajectory with younger players that are going to be introduced throughout the season.
248-539-9797. There also is a report today that is reasonably big news. Shams Charania of ESPN said that Boston and Miami are both the two teams bidding on Giannis Antetokounmpo. And as it stood this morning, there was no third team involved, which would mean that Tyler Hero to Detroit to help facilitate this trade, which had been reported so much and rumored, and there was all kinds of talk about Tyler Hero is going to end up in Detroit. He's going to end up in Detroit. Apparently, that is now further from happening rather than closer to happening, according to Shams. So, a whole bunch going on. 248-539-9797. Let's go to William in Ann Arbor. You're on 97.1. Hello, William.
Hey, Doug and Gator. I am really upset at Dusty, only because of the timing. It's obviously his right to do whatever he needs to do,
yep,
best his family. But his quote very directly a month ago, Doug, and you're right, we need to see what happens, was basically the contract is done. It was done when we shook hands. We're just nailing down a final few terms. I'm going to sign it in July. There's a video of that. It is all over the internet if you Google it. And those are his words. Mm-hmm. So you're right. What happened between now and then? But leaving now, if you look when he signed with Michigan, he signed on March 24th of 2024. Whoever we get in here, it's going to take at least a few weeks, right? I mean, minimally. You're bringing somebody in mid-July. The program is now in chaos. And I wish he had just not been committal following the win. But what he did is he said all the things he needed to say to put him in position, if he wanted to stay, to have the best possible roster. And then still gave himself the opportunity to take an NBA job. Very selfish, very disappointing, if that's in fact what ends up happening.
And okay, let me go back. First of all, these are some good points. The timing is terrible. The timing is really, really bad.
Well, the timing is the end of the NBA season.
But it probably coincided with the beginning of the NBA's offseason. So you can understand why maybe an offer didn't come. But to wait that long to sign the contract, it does beg the question, why?
He could have taken the Chicago job, though, right? The NBA season for some teams ended a while ago, and that Chicago job was open. So, again, he took a great job where he's got Cooper Flagg, and he's got the ninth pick, and he's got a later first-round pick, and he's got some Kyrie that's left in him there. That's a much better situation, you have to agree, than the Chicago situation.
But if the Chicago situation, if the Dallas offer didn't come in until recently, I mean, and he could have said no to Chicago and waited for a better offer. There are some good points there. I mean, you make up some very compelling points, William, and I do want to know why the contract didn't get signed. Why a contract that was verbally agreed to.
Well, if he says he's planning on signing in the middle of July, you know what else it does? It tells the NBA, you got some time here to make your best pitch to get me to come on board.
Yep. Let's go to Steve in Northville. You're next. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I got a champ and a chump, and I'm going to start out with my chump. And it's come up quite a few times today. Ward Manuel, for some reason or other, he lets a lot get away. Okay?
Yep.
I also want to bring up some name that hasn't come up yet. His name is Mark Cuban. Now, Mark engineered the deal, which I considered the biggest snake job of all time, by stealing
What,
Steve?
And whole team.
Wait, yeah. We lost you there for a sec. By stealing what?
Kurt Cignetti.
All right, Steve, your phone's
killing you. He's got an Indiana connection. He took Cignetti and his whole team away from James Madison. So now he's behind the Dusty May deal, obviously, because he owns the Mavericks.
He doesn't own the Mavericks.
No.
Well, he did, and I think he still has.
He has some stake.
He has some stake in it, but he's no longer involved in those decisions. Because I don't think he was too happy that Luka Doncic was traded.
And as far as what happened with the Cignetti thing, coaches take players with them when they leave programs like that.
Right.
That is not Mark, but that's.
I mean, is Mark Cuban a backer of Indiana Athletics? Absolutely. Yes. He's unabashed about it. He's more than willing to tell you that he paid to get the quarterback.
He's going to support Indiana Athletics. Yeah. Huh. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. More of your champ and chump votes. 97.1.
All right, Hatchet, your basketball program, you tell me what you want. I feel like I'm very fair about it. But I'm also the wrong guy. I mean, it's college sports, and it's all farcical. So, whatever. But, David, go ahead. Where are you at? You pissed?
Oh, David.
If so, at who?
Before that, also, by the way, Mike, and the news of Dusty leaving.
The Celtics have acquired Giannis?
No, he's going to Heat.
I hate you.
They're all whores.
That's not the same thing. Go ahead.
It kind of is. Dusty May's camp started today at Chrysler Arena, just so you know.
Huh?
He had a basketball camp that started today.
They're going to receive as much coaching as when Juwan was here.
Oh, boy. But hey, you get lunch included for $600.
Keynote speaker, Casper the Ghost.
Here's a chair.
Here's a COVID cardboard cutout of Dusty. David, your thoughts.
See, here's the thing is I understand what the landscape of college basketball is. And I also understand Dusty May has been looking at the NBA since before he was at Michigan. That was his next step. He always wanted that. I thought he was going to Orlando. I truly did think he was going to Orlando. But I think he wanted a better opportunity, and he found one here. Coaching Cooper Flagg in Dallas, it's a much better opportunity. I am not upset at all. If we hadn't won a national title, I'd probably be upset. I'd be like, oh, man, I wish we would have done that before he left. But he got us a national title. I am not upset at all. It is what it is. Look, that's the new landscape. Everyone's a whore. It is. You're right. They are. Period. The players and the coaches. Now, the war manual part is where you get upset.
Just in case you missed the highlights of this last Sunday's sermon.
There's something, it hits different when a pastor says it.
So I was like, wow.
And now a reading from the book of Matthew. Hooray!
The war part is the upsetting part because it happens over and over again with him. That's the problem.
The hiding of scandals?
That too. That and you're allowing your coaches to not sign their contracts. That's a problem.
Buddy, look. Ultimately, you won a championship, whatever. But if you're pissed, feel free. What do the texters have to say? We'll get to the calls in a second here. Go ahead.
Someone says, thank you, Dusty. Good luck in the NBA. We appreciate what you brought us. Someone else says, show me the money. Show me the money. Nothing else matters. That's where the loyalty lies, in the money. Brandon and the car.
Which is why college sports is dying. This is happening right in front of your eyes. The fact that you're not upset, and I can't ask you to be upset, is every reason why this sport isn't real anymore. Everything about college was based upon, yes, ability to get to the pros, systems, facilities, tradition, blue bloods, all of which are dead. That, in real time, I can't be mad at Dusty. I don't think you can. And the fact that you're not, this is why it's all gone. Carry on.
Not upset at all. Very happy with the Natty. I maybe would have been a little bummed if he went to another college team, but it's all good. Someone else says, Ward can't force a guy to sign a contract. Dusty knew his agent was shopping the NBA and kept yapping about next season, the Final Four, and kept Michigan's contract on the desk, knowing it was a fallback.
Right, plan. So you got used like a side piece. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. The AD can go out and say, look, Dusty, sign or you're fired. Want to play it a different way? We're going to play it a different way. You're not bigger than this program. Yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah, that's the thing that keeps getting me with just the Ward Mayo. Like, you're the boss. Hey, I need this signed by this day. What happens if I don't? As you say, well, we're going to start looking other directions.
Because ultimately, you're not bigger than the program. You're not like, and again, I don't think any coach should be. I have problems where Izzo's become bigger than the program, and I got to listen, you know, basically he wants to be the AD. I'm not interested. Like, at a certain point, the university's got to be bigger. The athletic department is supposed to be bigger. Now, for Dusty, you've been here for 4 years, not 40. At least Izzo's put in the time that I may have disagreements with how wide-reaching it is, but at least you can somewhat understand it. If Dusty wasn't going to sign the deal, it's the AD's job to go, look, sign or find the new area code.
Right. Unless Ward is going to pull a boss move and then say, you know what, I knew this was coming, and by the way, we're going to be hiring our new coach, and it's whoever. And he showed, yeah, I didn't trust Dusty in the first place. Kind of looks like Ward got caught with his pants down.
Well, that was Sharon. David, one more and we'll get to the callers.
We don't have pure coaches anymore. We have pimps. I had a coach leave his college job for an MBA tell me it's hard spending months recruiting kids and developing them for them to then bolt the second money is thrown at them.
Yeah, but that's why you sign 23-year-olds. There is no development. They have man strength. It's like when you would play your dad in hoops and you were 12. That old man strength was indomitable. Every day you were battling Shaq. That's all you're doing. Hey, I got a 25-year-old Spaniard who puffs heaters. Bring him over.
Big Z was posting you down.
Oh, dude, he'd back you through the garage. Tell
Come
him.
On, Mikey.
Right, please. That old man strength is real. All right, let's go to Johnny. You know what I'm saying? Think of the absurdity. Your dad's 35 years old. You're 12, and he's backing you down like Kareem.
Right, I'm just a picture of Big G backing you down. Right?
Ruthless. Ruthless.
There will be no charity in here.
No, none. You remember one time I went up for a layup, he put me through the lattice. You have no idea. No easy buckets.
I can hear your mouth. Be nice. Be nice to our son.
We'll go to Johnny. Johnny, how you doing, buddy?
Hello?
Johnny.
Yeah, hello.
Hello again. I'm not on. You're on a radio show. What do you think I'm saying? Hi for my effing horoscope? Talk.
He was a little nervous.
There's nothing to be nervous about. And also take us off speaker. I know Bobby told you that. This ain't middays. We are not going to be nice. David is ready. I know David's ready.
David.
How you doing?
There it is. What's up, David?
You know, frustration, indignation, any other I word you want to come up with. I don't know. You guys are right. It's a game of nothing but whores, but I mean, it's just also at the end of the day, you did just win a national championship and you'd actually like to see if it could, you could actually see if it could carry on for the next year. But at the end of the day, also, you know what we're doing here in college sports these days. So I find it very hard to get too upset and too angry about it because, well, boats and hoes.
David, do you agree with what I said moments ago? Like, in real time, you're seeing why the sport's dying because you're not able to get upset about this. Think about the old days, David, like 6 years ago. Yeah. Your coach not signing, pulling a Bill Parcells, basically. He carried you through the draft, then left for New England. That was blasphemous. Now, we're all sitting here like,
Exactly. We're like, it's just another Monday. You're 100% right again. It's all of the reason why I'm not, like, just throwing things and getting frustrated, and that's all the reason why this whole thing is a scam, quite honestly. I don't even know what we're doing anymore. On one hand, I'm sitting here trying to figure out, am I not getting frustrated because I don't care about the sport anymore, or is it because that I'm just used to seeing this happen and I really wasn't expecting him to come back next year anyways? I'm trying to figure out which one it is, or is it C, and it's all the above.
Well, no, because David, I was going to ask you, because you don't seem angry, but you seem just disappointed. Is that a fair statement?
That's a very fair statement, because I am disappointed, because I did want to see him come back and see if they could have ran it back again. The team coming back, I thought, was not on par with this year's team, but it's very close. So, yeah, I wanted to see him run it back again. And I don't know, whatever you want to call me, I kind of bought into the fact that he actually did like it at Michigan. So, and that's on me. That's on nobody else.
No, it's not.
I mean, I kind of bought into
it. You're fine.
I'm not like you, Mike, yet to the point where I've just completely thrown all the chips into the middle of the table and said, I'm done with it. I'm just going to pay attention on the outside looking in. I still want to have a little bit of fandom to it. So, I'm disappointed about it, but that'll be over with by the end of the week when I sit there and probably see whoever Michigan hires and I sit there and laugh at it because it's like, oh, you expect him to do something? Okay.
David, I will say this because, David, you are a good caller and you're a real college sports fan. David, even in the last 2 years of you calling, I know this is going to sound strange, but people, David calls anytime we talk college stuff. David, I've seen a change in you. And I'm telling you, you're going to end up where I'm at. You don't want to, but you're going to. I hear it in your voice, David.
Mike, I will already admit to you, I'm probably 75 to 85% already there.
That's so right. I'll leave a seat open
now,
for you.
By now I would have already gotten started on doing all of my prep work for the little show podcast thing that I do. I haven't even started it yet.
Yeah,
so does that tell you?
Yeah, I mean, David, please listen. It's okay. You're seeing what it is in real time, and I do think you're frustrated because you want to love it still. I went through that phase. Then you reach F it stage. That's where I'm at now.
Yeah,
none of this is real, and
I think that people will reach your stage, Mike, when they have something to fill that spot. I don't think there's any.
I have a great suggestion. You can go to Costco and find this. It's called a life. Try it. 97.1.